Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match.
Hello.
All right, welcome back. That was a very was iconic song.
That was an intro.
Yeah, that's our new intro now. I think we should do that like every week.
Yeah, we should.
For sure. We all agree. Welcome back to Sundays with Sarah and Sonu. Woo!
And our guest tonight is John.
As usual. He's always here now. He's not even a guest.
I love how like it's Sundays with Sarah and Sonu. Yeah. When we legit have a guest every week.
We don't have a guest. It's just like John and then Simon. So
and then
we're switching.
Megan's the peanut gallery, but tonight yeah. Megan is no longer with us.
Yeah, it's really been a weekend. We're
may
really
she rest
tired.
In peace.
Yeah, may she RIP Megan.
RIP.
RIP Megan.
RIP Megan. RIP everybody basically cuz we had a busy day today and yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday we went to
the park
for like 4 hours. I have no idea. I like literally poked up my head and we were there. Like I had no idea.
I know.
It was such a weird experience.
Yeah.
Because I just like poked up because I didn't see us like getting there at all. So I had no idea how
I,
we got
like,
there.
I went on a log and like tried to cross it.
I fell in the water.
Yeah.
We found bottles. We de-trashed the place.
Yeah. We need to get those off of Avon. They're still in his trunk. But we found like old Dr. Pepper bottles, some old clay, your old bottle.
I was just hibernating the whole time.
Sonu was just sleeping.
I saw a blanket and I was like, you know, I gotta sleep through this. So,
But me and you and Megan, we were just yeeting up the river. We were having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like Bigfoot, but like a goddess version of Bigfoot. Because I was just like jumping off logs and having fun.
But on Saturday in the morning, the Out of the Darkness walk happened. That was really cool. I covered that and I thought
I was there.
That was
for,
really cool.
I walked for like a solid like
10 minutes maybe.
10 minutes because I found everyone, so I sprinted towards the end.
I was really tired though after that. It was a long
so
time.
Tired.
And I was like running next to people to like catch up and take
pictures
and stuff at like different angles. So I wasn't even walking. I was running. It was really. And then we went to the park like right afterwards.
Yeah. And like, we got sheets, had a picnic in the park, the best part. And it was really beautiful. It was such a nice day. We played soccer. We had fun.
I mean, we didn't really play soccer. You more or less killed Megan whenever she had the ball.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I'm not fast at all. I can run distance.
Her short little legs.
My little legs can't take me. Like, I can run for a long period of time without stopping, but I can't sprint fast compared to other people because my little legs. But because of that, I make it up by like screaming and running after people and trying to tackle them. My philosophy is if you're not fast enough, be aggressive.
Yeah.
So I went and I tried to tackle Ray Root. Shout out Ray Root.
Shout out to Ray Root.
Root. And I did this whole like somersault thing. It was amazing.
Yeah, and today we went to the beach. No, not the beach.
We went to the beach.
We went
to the Pittsburgh Zoo. We it was the guys in one car, the girls in the other. And
we won.
We won.
But not only did we win, Sarah, what else happened today?
We did not have to pay to get into the zoo. We saved $20 thanks to our homegirl, Lily.
Yeah, shout out to Lily.
Shout out to Lily. She's a staff member at the zoo.
If anyone at the zoo hears this, she's getting fired.
Yeah, because the Pittsburgh Zoo people are going to listen to this.
Well, we didn't say what Lily's last name. Her
There's
name
only
could
one
be Rose.
Lily that works.
We don't know.
Yeah,
that.
Her name could be Rose.
We don't. Lily's not her name.
The girls gotten free.
Yeah,
because so
I just
we won.
I think.
Well, you did get lost on the way back. They took the scenic route. They were supposed to take 576 south.
Well, not only did we see a beautiful view of Pittsburgh, we also spent $0 at the zoo.
We spent $0 today. We are saving money. We are
save money, live better. Walmart.
Shout out to Walmart, our sponsor today, who carries Charmin Ultra Strong.
Yeah, our other sponsor from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
John, do you want to sponsor anybody?
I'll sponsor. not at the moment. I'm gonna think about it.
Okay, he's gonna marinate.
Yeah, he's marinating right now.
He's gonna feel it for it. But yeah, we saw a bunch of, I got a really good picture of a goat. It's the best.
Okay,
picture.
That okay. The my favorite thing was the goat and
I
the stingray.
The goat.
Yeah, the
is
goat?
It pet or petted?
Pet.
Pet.
Pet. I've been saying petted.
Well, you're wrong.
And also, we are very, like, not we, it's just me. I'm sick right now. And
oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to, like, cause disease throughout the whole group.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I definitely
I forgot
yeah.
about that. I hugged you.
Yeah, that's not good, Sarah. But
I was going to quarantine myself.
No, you can't avoid me.
Yeah, you're like a disease. You already are a disease.
Yeah. Well, shout out to, like, my one friend from home, Anjana.
Oh, yeah. Anjana the disease. Her name, Anjana literally.
That's so rude.
Anjana, this is, like, a poll for all of our fans, all of our listeners.
How many downloads did we get?
Honestly, let's see. Almost all of the listeners are from Clarion, so that's shout out.
Great. Awesome. Hi.
Well,
Army of Century podcast.
What was I saying?
Anjana.
Doesn't Anjana sound like some sort of disease that you would get?
You have
Anjana.
You have Anjana.
6 months to live.
Sundays with Sarah and Stoner for last week. Guess how many?
I'm saying 10.
0.
1.
No!
Oh!
That was probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sundays with Sarah and Sonu, March 31st. We talk about random stuff, mainly Sonu's journey to America. Did we even talk about that last week?
Oh, wait.
We always talk about that.
Did I forget to send one in?
This was the 31st.
Yeah, I think we're on the right track.
Sonu's journey to America.
Mostly Sonu's journey to America.
Okay.
I love how I've lived here my whole life.
I love
Sarah.
How we have
guess
one download.
What you got more downloads than?
What?
Sports with Carney.
Hey. We're getting there.
We're getting there. One. Let's get
we
it to two. My
shout
fans.
Shout out to our one fan.
Who
shout
is that? It's probably my mom.
Mystery viewer.
Yeah.
We love you. Thank you for supporting us.
I hope it's
You're
not my mom.
You got the same amount of downloads as Pittsburgh's First with Ryan and Charles.
Who is that?
Ryan Giacobbe and Charles Stockhausen.
Oh.
I hope it's not my mom because I think we talked about some things.
Was it one of the times that I accidentally, well, I didn't accidentally, I did like a Indian accent. I was like, this shouldn't be on the air.
I mean, it's okay.
I mean, Sonu does it as well, so.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but Sonu can do it because that's her people.
Yeah. That's her people.
But like, I shouldn't be doing that, but oh well.
Oh well. Do you have any music you want to play
for
us today, Sarah?
Yes, I have some. It's called Nice Guy by Courtship, and we're going to take a listen.
That's good. Okay.
And we'll be back after these short messages.
I was a nice guy. I was a nice guy. They fall on their asses, and dogs, they will run right past us to the road again. There they go again. See your roadie whispers in vain, can't control the center of gravity. Why would you let it all fall for me? If I was the balance to everything, how could you keep me from reasoning?
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my thank you. if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wind broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion.
Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Let me our thoughts. Can't get what we want without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wanting more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Before we get lost, let me out first. Can't get what we want without. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about it? This before, I apologize
apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
And all we're right. back.
Yeah, we're back.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about all those technical difficulties.
All of those technical
all of them.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever been a show where we haven't had a technical
That's
difficulty.
That's why we only have one download.
So it's like the Monday Army Live? Not Monday. Yeah. Not I meant Sunday.
Friday. Yeah, our beautiful freshman show with our beautiful freshman crew.
Oh, wait, you should be the technical director this week.
Next week is our last show, right? I or know. This week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we're switching positions. I don't know what we're doing with that. But
I
that would be very
wanna,
fun.
I
want
to really switch it up. Maybe, I can technical direct, most of it, and then I just pop in at weather.
You be anchor. You anchor.
Me? I, like...
Sona, you
I haven't anchored in years, but I would,
Okay, I haven't anchored ever. I didn't do anything in high school. I
but
just sat
have,
there.
You have, a good face.
Yeah, I
voice.
Just have a face. That's all you need.
You're just a pretty face.
Yeah, I'm just a face. Not you have a great face for radio.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I say to myself.
Yeah. I have a great face for radio, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, inspirational stuff. Yeah.
That
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I'm going to crochet that and hang that on my wall.
Sarah had a lit high school, but in my high school, we didn't have a journalism program, so I didn't really know what the heck I was doing. And,
I'm, really lucky.
But, I was in a lit library club where we, read books.
Nerd.
No, we
I love
organized
books.
The library.
I love books.
That library was my,
life
dungeon. My evil dungeon.
Yeah.
My lair of,
happiness.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I hated high school. How was everybody's high school experience? Yeah. John?
Yeah, John, how was your high school experience?
Okay.
I want to know more about you.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, nothing really too clicky, nothing really too insane happened. I had a good group of friends.
That's good.
That's
I'm
good.
Really, I'm really happy for you. Are you still friends with them?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm
wow.
really proud.
Back in New York. I don't know how to do
I
that.
I want to know where you grew up. I don't know. It's just this mystical place between Canada and the United States.
Yes.
It's basically Canada.
It's mini. It's Canada part two.
I hear, whenever you talk, I hear, a twang, and it's almost Canadian. And it's weird. I'm when I first met you, I was like, is he Canadian? No.
I am not Canadian. Do I actually sound...
Just a tad. Certain words and phrases you say, it sort of sounds Canadian.
I'm...
Okay, so I'm on the... I just Googled Rochester accent.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Rochesterians have a very heavy, nasally-sounding accents, mostly with the letter A. Like the word calendar is pronounced calendar. And Rochester, which I do say Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochesterians would say coffee. I would say coffee. You would say water. I would say wooter. Wooter?
Wooter.
Wooter?
Wooter.
Who says wooter?
my whole entire family, the Pittsburghese, they say washer. And I hate that. But I say
Warsher?
I say buggy instead of shopping
cart.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
And I say
you are wrong. That is incorrect. Back in Tennessee.
Sonu, shut up. I forgot you lived in Tennessee.
Cart. I forget too sometimes. I was oh yeah, I was just here in Pennsylvania.
I would just think that you born in Singapore, born in India.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that wrong.
My brother was born in Singapore.
Okay, so this is my version of Sonu Babu.
Yeah.
Journey to America. Okay.
Journey to America.
Long ago. It was August 9th, 2000. a beautiful day in India.
It was probably a very bad day.
Yeah, it was probably like a monsoon.
A monsoon.
It was probably like a tsunami over India. And she was born in this really disgusting hospital with black sheets and black.
That's what my mom says. Yeah. She's the one who just fuels the stories. Because she just gives me these interesting things that I just over-exaggerate.
And then, bam, she just takes the boat to Singapore.
Uh-huh.
Lives there for 6 years. It was a nice long pit stop.
Yeah.
Then she and her family rode her boat to America. And then she found her way to Philadelphia. Lord knows how. They must have just landed there.
Wait, we skipped Tennessee.
That's my interpretation, because I always forget that you went to Tennessee.
I lived in Tennessee for like 2.5 years, so not even like a long, long time, but it was...
But enough to get the Tennessee roots.
Yeah, the Tennessee... I don't even have the accent, which is weird.
But. I didn't even realize you have like an Indian accent until you did your like white girl American accent voice.
Hi, guys. I think, I don't know, what do you guys prefer? Do you guys prefer moving around a lot, or would you guys rather stay in one place?
I mean, I haven't not witnessed, but experienced moving around a lot.
Yeah, same.
It's because I can understand if you have family in, like, the army.
Yeah.
You move around a ton.
A lot.
Yeah.
But I haven't really experienced it. I think I like the fact that I've just stayed home and gotten to, really know my friends, but I can understand wanting to move around a lot, see new places. World.
Yeah, I don't think like, well, I guess I moved around a lot until like I came to Pennsylvania, but then like even in Pennsylvania we switched houses once, so I don't know. I
never moved around at all, but I feel like I'm just someone who wants to travel a lot and everything. But at the same time, like, I'm glad that I have roots to go back to. Shout out Ray Root.
Shout out to my roots.
But, like, I'm glad that I didn't move around a lot because I was able to build, like, strong relationships. But I can branch out. Like, I can travel all I want in my, like, independent years.
Yeah.
But I can come back.
For sure, because I would love to just go places. You know, like, people will be there and people will be gone. That's just, like, how life works for me. Yeah. So I'm okay with moving around.
Yeah, I like to move around, but, like, yeah, you I mean, they always say, like...
But imagine, like, those friends. I think John maybe has had friends for, like, years and years, you know, so...
I'm glad, really, like, cool. I was able to establish, like, I have a strong friend group that I know I'll be, like, lifelong friends with.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have, honestly, like, my friends at college, like, I see us being... friends for a lifetime.
I see a future with you.
I see a future with you. I choose you. But, like, they do say, like, your friends at college last. And, like, I believe that because, like, I feel like we will last. I also feel like...
I don't agree that way. Goodbye, I'm out. I'm no longer...
Bye, John.
Well, I was going to say that I don't agree. Like, it's what you make of it.
Yeah, it's what you make of it, but
I've heard a lot of different
things.
I honestly
think, like, if you put effort into a relationship, which you should, like, it takes two to tango. If you put effort and they put effort, it's going to last.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's what I think with my home friend group. Like, we're going to last. We've been through, like, all of us collectively, like, been through, like, a lot together.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's nothing that can break us apart because we've already been through so much that, like, I don't think any other obstacle can get in our way.
Was it harder for you guys to make friends in college or high school?
I mean, I don't know if we talked about it in this show, but I didn't really make friends in college. It sort of just happened.
Yeah, same. It just happened.
Like, I didn't go out, like... I didn't, no offense to YouTube, but I didn't go out searching for YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't go out searching for
John
friends.
John kind of just appeared. I feel like we talked about this a lot.
Yeah, John just appeared and we befriended
him. We didn't even know he was in Sentry.
Yeah.
Even though he writes, like, all these articles, we did not
and
know
I'm
he
doing
existed.
One right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I wasn't, like, pursuing friends in college because I already knew I had a solid friend group back home. So I was like, I don't need friends. I need like one or two. I'm good. And then I like somehow stumbled upon this great friend group. And then like, I don't know, but like you in high school, like it's weird because you're with the same group of people since like you were in preschool, so it's like you grew up with these people, but at the same time you change over the years, so like you like go from like one, you're friends with these people in elementary school, and then you move to another group of people, and then you move, and then like as you're growing, but then you like stick with one friend group and then you grow together.
Yeah, and I honestly like think that if you have a very bad school experience
at Sonu Babu,
at middle school and high school, in middle school and high school, like I feel like college will be better for those people.
Yeah, that's
I feel it now. So
yeah, it's even better for me, and I had a fantastic like high school experience. It's
exactly. I mean, I just moved around a lot in my childhood, so I never, like, found a solid
friend group
until, I would say, the end of high school, like, my last year and a half of high school. So that, but I'm thankful for that.
Yeah,
that's really cool, the last year and a half. But, like, in the beginning of high school, it was, like, nobody, I don't think anybody came up to me, and I would never
probably
go up
because,
to people.
Like, they already had, like, friend groups
established.
So, and you were like probably like not keen
I wasn't
on,
from
like,
the area.
You probably weren't keen on like trying to like go into a friend group or something.
Yeah,
like that.
For sure. Like I was new in middle school, so people just had friends from middle school carried over. But but I feel like in college it's more open minded because everyone is from
everyone's
different places.
In the same boat.
Yeah,
everyone's
in
like
the same boat.
Everyone's yeah, everyone's like scared and alone at first, and then you just like try to get as many friends as possible, and then you like realize who your true friends are, and then you stick with those people.
That's what happened. Like since it's the end of the year, I'm thinking about these things, and like I never expected college to be much different from high school just because like I had the same experience with friends until college. So yeah, high school was just crazy because everybody had an established group, but if you were like if you didn't live in that place for years and years, like your whole life, it was weird.
Okay, after that long deep discussion, we're gonna play some music. Okay,
woo.
she's so bright. She's so bright.
I was in my prime, but I was naked, dressed in my pride. You saw through the things I hide. And be yourself, you'll turn out all right. You made me run like I never run, try like I never tried, fight like I never fought, made me wanted. You made me run like I never run, try like I never tried, fight like I never fought. I'm always saying I'll make it right. My team, cause losing use my great fear. I know I frowned all the blame. Yes, dude, you said be yourself, you'll turn out all right. You made me run like I never run, try like I never tried, fight like I never fought, made me want to. You made me run like I never run, try like I never tried. Fight like I've lived before, made me want to. Oh, who said it? When you look over your shoulder and only see the wasteland, you just got to carry what you can. I have the heart of a giant, but know you're a man. I have the heart of a giant, but know you're a man. Start small, grow tall. Start small, grow tall. Start small, grow tall. Start small, grow tall.
saw you there, that's when I knew that I was born to be with you.
When good love shines, I feel it too. Take me with you, take me with you.
And so I built a boat to sail. I swear I'll never fail you.
Oh, we'll sail into the sun. Take my hand and run into
the sea of love. The waves, see where they'll go.
When waters rise, they sometimes do. I'll be with you, I'll be with you.
So I built a boat to sail. I swear I'll never fail you.
Black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Don't know how else to say it, don't wanna see my parents go. Generations length away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again.
so scared of getting older. I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun. Had a talk with my old man, said help me understand. He said turn 68, you renegotiate. Don't stop this train, don't for a minute change the place you're in. Don't think I couldn't ever understand. I tried my hand, John, honestly, we'll never stop this train. Speed, it's moving in. I know I can, 'cause now I see I'll never stop this train.
Better with from the first time. I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Welcome back again.
Welcome back. All right.
Welcome back.
We're going to wrap this up with one more, or a weekly would you rather.
Yeah, and just one more question. Yeah. We're all dying inside.
Yeah. But would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid? So a reverse mermaid is basically a fish head, but human legs.
Like legs.
And then centaur is, you
centaur?
Know.
Centaur?
Centaur.
Centaur?
Centaur.
It's a centaur. Oh.
Centaur. Oops. I was like, what is a centaur? Centaur is French.
Centaur.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
So so that would be a reverse head
with human legs.
Not lady legs, human. I think I'd go reverse centaur.
Me too.
Why?
Because
a fish is like ugly looking. I'm sorry.
I was about to say a fish is ugly, but I didn't want to say a fish is ugly in case any fish are listening.
Fish lovers.
Fish. That's fish why we're not getting downloads.
That's why we're getting one download. Exactly. Our only fan is
the ocean.
But yeah, I think besides, if you were walking down the street and you saw, I mean, they'd both be weird. But you'd rather see a reverse centaur than a reverse fish.
Like a giant fish head, that wouldn't. And the eyes, like you would have an eye on either side. That's what I'm envisioning.
And besides, horse masks exist
already. Yeah, yeah.
So. You don't have fish masks, so.
Yeah.
I would be a reverse mermaid so that I could just, like, creep people out and then just jump into the water if they want to kill me.
I see, can't you do that already? Like Sonu, can't you do that already?
I think it'll be more dramatic. It'll give a good effect. So, yeah.
I mean, if the reversed mermaid has to do the water thing like a fish does, I don't see it working.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Like, if it needs water to...
The gills.
Yeah.
The gills. You'd have to constantly underwater.
Oh, wait. That's not good, because then you have human legs, so you can't swim properly.
You'd have fish, like, fish gills. I made a bad decision. Yeah. Whereas if you were a horse, you'd still have lungs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I would still be a fish. I just think it's funny.
We're never seeing Sonu again.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, but actually, though, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you for listening.
Our one follower. Our one and only fan base.
I'm going to say our one follower's name is...
Hubert.
What's your
Hubert.
Mom's name?
No, oh. Hubert.
Hubert. Okay.
Hi, Hubert.
Hello, Hubert. Thank you, Hubert.
Are there any people named Hubert left alive?
No. I killed them
Thank
all.
You and good night.
Good night, America.